Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Good morning, JD.
Good morning, guys.
One of the things, Roger, that we love about JD, always gives back, and you're raising money for St. Jude and your Heart of a Lion today. Is that right, about the vets?
We did it yesterday and last night. I think Eric and Laura Trump, I think they raised probably almost close to $3 million yesterday and last night. So.
Outstanding.
Unbelievable how great it was.
Well, you keep making a difference, and we love you for that. Okay, let's talk football. As Roger mentioned, looks like most of the betting public is laying money in Arkansas. The line's gone from Auburn being a 3.5-point favorite down to 2.5. What you think about the game, Mar?
I think we're going to win. I think we're just going to outright just kick the living you-know-what out of them.
Yeah, they certainly, did not play well at UAPB. Bruce James was on a little while. I said the law of averages, we're due a good game. Didn't have a good second half against Oklahoma State. Really didn't play well, although we won the game, but he feels like we're just sort of due.
Yeah, I mean, we just got our defense. Now we got to protect that gap, the middle. I just don't understand. It seems like every year it's the same thing. You just throw a six-yard pass over the top, and it's somebody's wide open. I wish we could just cover that gap inside, and I don't know. If you've seen it, we've all seen it. It just seems like everybody can get 6 to 12 yards every play on us, right over the middle.
Well, this is
we could stop that. Maybe we could hold these guys.
Next couple weeks, John, you figure if you're looking for the future of this season, you really need to get one of these two wins. You either need to win the Auburn game. Of course, it would be great to win both, but at the very least, you either got to win the Auburn game or the A&M game. Which do you think the Hogs have a better chance at winning? The game this week, tomorrow at Auburn, or the one at Arlington against Texas A&M?
I honestly think we can win both of them. I think, like I said, it's gonna depend on our defense. And, our offense is doing great if we could just not turn the ball over. I mean, we're scoring points. We're moving the ball. If we can hold the time of possession and keep our defense off the field and control the time and the clock, man, we can win both those games.
Yeah, right.
We always play these teams tough. Yep. Last year, Auburn, our offensive line was not that great, so we got killed by Auburn. They came in and killed us. But I think we can beat both of these teams.
Boy, wouldn't that be something?
Oh,
are you talking about crazy momentum going home?
3-1 September run would be awesome.
Justin Moore's not with us today. He just released his newest song called Love Your Hometown. If you hadn't heard of JD, it's good stuff as always by Justin.
His album's unbelievable. The new album's great, too.
Awesome. This new album, he's got it, and I know you do several duets. Your last one, I think, was a duo, but this one of the ones, Roger, I heard was Blake Shelton and him. What was it, 99 Bottles?
They got 99 Problems, but beer ain't one of them.
it's so good stuff.
Obviously the game is at 2:30 tomorrow. If you win that one, you go to Arlington with a chance, obviously, to create, continue momentum. Jimbo Fisher, by the way, is speaking at the Touchdown Club on Monday, so that will be interesting the week of. Didn't have a whole lot of success, John. The history of us and A&M has not been real positive. And to be honest with you, John, we're 1-7 the last 8 games against Auburn. So, they've had our number for the most part. Gus did too. But, we did win there, I think, 2 years ago, if memory serves me right. That's the only game we've won, in the last 8 years. It's a great environment to play in. Have you ever been to Auburn, the stadium?
No, I've only been to the Tuscaloosa. I haven't been to the Auburn Stadium. But I think, we always play Auburn well there. It's never really – last year we got blown out at home, but – I think we always play them good. We match up well with them, and it's always, I think it's going to be a close game, but I think we're still going to pull it off.
Are you on an NFL note, John? Are you a Cowboy fan? Is that your number one pro team, or is there another one? You may have told us this before.
No, I always root for the Cowboys. They're my number one team, and the AFC's always been the Steelers. So, but the Cowboys, that's my heart. I love my Cowboys, and. Boy, did they look awful against the
Saints. Wow. Yes, it was not a good day. I had to talk Roger off the cliff there. It's pretty early to lose one that bad. Usually it's
at home.
Yeah, at home. That's another thing. I do want to thank Genesis of Conway. and Central Arkansas Truck and Trailer for sponsoring John. I said yesterday, John, I told the guys that Julie Bowen, who is the actress who played Happy Gilmore's Adam Sandler's love, you know, what do you say, love interest in the first movie. She came out and said, you know, in Happy Gilmore 2, that they are going to be together again, her and Adam Sandler. I was going to ask, you told us a little bit about that a few months ago. What's the status of that? And I think either you told us or I read it somewhere that Adam Sandler said that the whole movie, that this part two, was inspired a little bit by your career. So what's been the latest with that?
We had a blast filming my first scenes I did. I go back two more times for 5 days and 4 days. So it's going to be funny. Let's put it that way.
It's
going to be hilarious.
That is so good.
That's awesome.
And I can't really share much of what's going on, but I'm going to tell you right now, come around March or April, hopefully that was when it comes out. Y'all going to be laughing your asses off.
Did you tell us who all was in it, John? Could you do that, or do you remember, or do you know?
Yeah, Steve Buscemi, what an unbelievable guy he is. What a great actor. Me and him, we hit it off great. We did a scene together that's just hilarious. You know, you're going to be crying. It's so funny.
I like him.
I
think he was, if I read correctly about him in his history, he was a New York fireman.
Is that right?
Didn't know that. I think so.
John, what else, have you been in any other movies? I was trying to think. It just hit me. Have you ever, did a cameo in other movies?
You know, Tin Cup was going to be one that I really wanted to do, but the scheduling, you know, when these guys film, you got to be on their schedule. And I, you know, things in my life is, you know, kind of crazy. I was going overseas and, you know, making a lot of money, and I just couldn't turn it down. So we just couldn't get the Tin Cup done. But this is a big role for me. I mean, it's a lot more than what a lot of the other professional golfers are doing. And I'm honored. I mean, me and Adam, and, you know, we're good buddies for a long time. And it's just an honor to be a part of this movie. That's going to make a lot of people laugh.
How about that boy from Arkansas on that Adam Sandler, my buddy Adam Buscemi, and, you know, movie star. You know, I don't know if you've seen Roger's movie, John. It's called Antiquities. You got to rent it sometime. Roger is a star of that movie. Yeah. I'd love for Roger and John to do a collaborative effort sometime. Do you think you may have the movie bug after this? They see you perform maybe future roles for John Daly in the movies? Maybe Sly Stallone? Your old buddy Sly, maybe get you in a Rocky 10?
I'd love to do some more. I mean, Steve told me, man, we got to do more of this. Me and Steve hit it off so good. He goes, we got to do more of this. So,
that's great. I love it. That's great.
We had a blast. It's fun. A lot of downtime. A lot of, you know, you do the scenes over and over again. They want to get it right from all angles. But I actually enjoyed it. The crew, the cast, everybody's so cool. And like I said, y'all are in for a rude awakening when this one comes out.
Can't wait. And what was the release date? Do we know?
He's in April. March or April. Oh, somewhere
I was told maybe March, April. Could be later.
Looking forward to that.
John,
be on Netflix.
Yeah, it's
nice. I was just going to ask you that.
It's not going to theater first.
Well, Adam's done several of his movies have been Netflix the last half a dozen. I think
everybody does now. JD, let's hope we get a good win tomorrow. We'll talk to you next week and talk about making it two in a row against A&M.
You got it.
All right, brother.
Love you guys and go home.
Love you, buddy.
Thanks, John.